Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Laura.
We'll be continuing our article from yesterday about a famous Singaporean singer. But before we get into that, Laura, who are your favorite singers?
为什么要问我这个问题？因为我喜欢的歌手超多的，像是范玮琪、范范、Hebe from F.E.G.E. 还有张学友。对，听起来好像我有点老。还有王菲菲。
Yeah.
I love all her songs.
Yeah, they're both all good. I mean, all of them are really
good singers. Yeah, what about you?
So, I would have to say my favorite singer is Jay Chou.
Huh? I know. Don't you know Jay Chou? 周杰伦吗?
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are surprised when I say that. But I have to admit, I really like the majority of his songs. I don't believe you.
We have to go to KTV sometime.
Okay.
我要听你唱周杰伦歌 and then prove it that you really like him.
Okay, I will.
对啊，我真的很难想象哎。
But I also like JJ too.
Okay,
yeah, I used to listen to his songs all the time. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 好吧，那 well today you're in luck. We are gonna take a look more about JJ. So let's take a look at today's article.
JJ Lin's rise to fame.
JJ started his music career at the age of 18. Almost all of his albums have been successful. His ninth album, however, wasn't nominated at the 2013 Golden Melody Awards. This made JJ wonder if he should continue singing. Yet, after some time, he decided to try recording again. As it turned out,His 10th album, Stories Untold, was a hit. In December 2014, JJ released his 11th album, Genesis. Tickets to his shows, Genesis World Tour, in Taipei, even sold out in 90 minutes. JJ's success just goes to show that hard work pays off in the end.
Almost, almost. It's almost time to go, so please pack up. It's almost time to go, so please pack up. Decide, decide. Decide, decided, decided. I can't decide what to wear to the wedding this Saturday.I can't decide what to wear to the wedding this Saturday. Hit, hit. Steven's film was such a hit that he decided to make another one. Steven's film was such a hit that he decided to make another one. Ticket, ticket. Dennis and his friendsbought tickets to see the new movie. Dennis and his friends bought tickets to see the new movie.
So our article says, JJ started his music career at the age of 18. A career is a series of jobs that a person has in a particular area of work, usually involving more responsibility as time passes. So JJ started off writing songs and then he became a singer.
Wow, 所以林俊杰呢 ,JJ, 他18岁的时候就开始展开他的音乐的生涯。OK, 那我们一般呢我们提到工作都会看到 job 这个字哦。不过 career, 它其实是比较有这个长期的职业或是生涯这样子的意思。所以一开始呢 ,JJ 先是写歌啊然后后来才变成歌手的哦。
And then our article says, almost all of his albums have been successful. The first word in the sentence is a word power word, almost. It means not quite or nearly. This means most of his albums have been successful.
真的，他几乎他所有出过的这个专辑的成绩都非常的棒哦。那 almost 是个副词，就是几乎这样的意思。当然这句话呢，你也可以用刚刚 Angeline 老师说的 most of his albums, 他大部分的专辑都很成功这样来代换哦。OK, 那在口语上呢其实我们也常常会用 almost 这个字。像是呢我昨天回家打开冰箱发现 啊，里面几乎什么都没有哎，可能是我把东西都吃光了。那我就可以说 there's almost nothing or there's hardly anything、
right.
in the fridge.
Here's another example sentence. It's almost time to go, so please pack up. It's almost time to go, so please pack up.
Wow, 快到出发的时间，所以快点打包哦。那可能是打包行李吧。
And then our article says, his ninth album, however, wasn't nominated at the 2013 Golden Melody Awards.
啊，什么这么可惜？课文提到呢，不过他的第九张专辑呢，却在西元2013年的金曲奖中没有受到任何一个奖项的提名。哎，我们来看其中的 nominate 这个字。What does this word mean, Angeline?
So the word nominate is a verb. It means to formally suggest that somebody should be chosen for an important role, a prize, a position, etc. For example, you can nominate someone to be a candidate for mayor, or an actor might be nominated twice for an Academy Award.
Okay, nominate 这个字呢，就是提名啦。那它的名词就是 nomination。那可能是提名某人为这个市长当这个候选人啦，可以出来选市长，或者是呢某位演员可能会被提名这个奥斯卡奖两次哦。Or you could get nominated for the Ice Bucket Challenge, 就是去年非常夯的冰桶挑战。
Right. So previously, JJ did not only get nominated,、mm-hmm. but he won most of the awards.、Mm. So, however, this time around, JJ wasn't even nominated, so he questioned himself.、Mm. The article says,This made JJ wonder if he should continue singing.
真的、啊、很可惜，因为之前呢 ，JJ 他常被提名，而且赢得很多奖项，简直是这个常胜军。可是这一次一个奖都没有被提名，难怪这个课文提到这个挫败呢，让 JJ 怀疑他是否该继续唱下去。
So to wonder means to think about something and try to decide what is true, what will happen, or what you should do.For example, I wonder if the lady is lying to me,、mm. right? Or I wonder if it'll rain tomorrow.
Oh, so wonder 都有这种很纳闷啊，或是感到疑惑，甚至还有奇怪这样的意思哦。像是刚刚 Angeline 提到的例句，就是真的很想知道那个女生是否对我说谎，或是明天到底会不会下雨，这些都有存着这个疑惑啦，或者是有好奇这样子含义哦。
Right, and then our article says, yet after some time, he decided to try recording again.So if you decide something, it means you think carefully about the different possibilities that are available, and then you choose one of them.
没错。然而呢，在沉淀了一些时间之后呢，他决定再一次出发哦。这里的 yet 呢，在句首跟其实 however 的用法很类似，就是然而有转折语气。而 decide 当然就是指决定这样子的意思，它的动词三态就是 decided 直接接 d decided， 像是每次快到下班的时候，同事们都会一直讨论着晚餐要吃什么、yeah. right 一讨论就可以讨论好几个小时哦。这时候我就会问Have you guys decided what to eat for dinner?
It always takes forever, right?
That happens at A-plus a lot.
Yeah. I know.
Here is another example sentence. I can't decide what to wear to the wedding this Saturday. I can't decide what to wear to the wedding this Saturday.
Just wear this.
Are you sure this is okay?
好啦，开玩笑的啦。这刚刚的例子是无法决定这星期六要穿什么到婚礼去。
And then our article says, as it turned out, his 10th album, Stories Untold,was a hit. So turned out means to happen or to end up.
所以结果是呢，他的第十张专辑《因你而在》超级热卖耶。其中提到的 turned out， 其实有着原本你预期是一个结果，结果呢，它竟然与你预期的是不同。哇，这样讲有点复杂。要举个例子好了，像是 I thought the movie might be boring, but it actually turned out to be really good. 本来我觉得那部电影应该很无聊，结果竟然超好看的。Interstellar.
Is that what it is? That you're referring to?
我本来觉得应该还好，结果超好看。
Really?
You gotta go check it out.
Okay. Because I was thinking maybe it would be boring too, but
no, it's really good.
Okay. So you're probably familiar with the word hit. So it means, so hit means to bring your hand or an object you are holding against somebody or something quickly and with force. So like, I want to hit Flora.
Wow.
For example, you hit a nail with a hammer. Mm-hmm. However, our word power word hit is a noun and it has a different meaning to the one you are used to. It refers to a play, film, song that is very popular and successful.
没错，其实一般我们熟悉的 hit 的用法呢，就是啪 ，OK，、mm-hmm. 好不好？我不要打圆珠了，你实际上是 hit the mosquito， 就是把蚊子给打下去。
Right.
不过呢，课文的 hit 是个名词的用法哦。其实日文的 hit 就是源自于这个字。
Wow.
Actually, that's the Japanese version. OK， 意思就是很夯啊，很受欢迎这样的意思，可以用来形容像是很夯的电影啊、戏剧或是歌曲都可以哦。
So here is an example sentence. Steven's film was such a hit that he decided to make another one. Steven's film was such a hit that he decided to make another one.
Wow, Steven 的电影超成功的，所以他决定要拍另外一部哦。
Our article says, in December 2014, JJ released his 11th album, Genesis.
OK, 所以在西元2014年的12月，这个 JJ 呢就发行了他第11张专辑 Genesis 是什么呢？就是新地球。
The article says tickets to his shows, Genesis World Tour in Taipei, even sold out in 90 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
90 minutes.
It's so fast.
好夸张哦，秒杀。
A ticket is a printed piece of paper that gives you the right to go into a theater.Or a show, or to travel on a particular bus, train, etc.
没错，其实 ticket 可以用在很多地方，所以真的超酷了。JJ 在台北的新地球世界的 World Tour 就是巡回演唱会的门票，简直是秒杀哎，在90分钟之内全部卖光光。那这里的 ticket 当然指的就是演唱会 concert 的门票喽。Concert 就是演唱会 ，concert。当然 ticket 可以用在别的地方，像是 bus ticket、train ticket、火车票、
right.
公车票等等。
Here is an example sentence. Dennis and his friends bought tickets to see the new movie.、
Mm.
Dennis and his friends bought tickets to see the new movie.
还有 movie ticket 嘛、
right.
就是电影票、
mm-hmm.
所以 Dennis 和他的朋友买了电影票去看新的电影。
Let's take a look at our 英文快译通 in this sentence.
Oh yeah!
Hi, 大家好，我是 Celine。 今天的英文快译通要跟大家讲讲同位语的用法。什么是同位语呢？如果你现在讲了一个名词，但是你觉得解释的不够完整，这时候我们就可以运用同位语来补充说明不足的地方。这个同位语可以是另一个名词或是一个名词单位。举个例子来说呢，我最好的朋友 Sunny， 他很喜欢海贼王 One Piece， 我就可以这么说： My best friend Sunny loves One Piece. My best friend Sunny loves One Piece.Sunny 呢，就是拿来补充说明我的好朋友的 ，my best friend。因为你不认识我的好朋友啊，所以我必须多加说明他叫什么名字。这个补充的位置呢，是在句子的中间，所以在 Sunny 的前后，我们必须各加一个逗号。好啦，那现在你知道我的好朋友是 Sunny 了，但我担心啊，你不知道什么是 One Piece， 所以我现在来说明一下哦。My best friend loves One Piece, the famous cartoon. My best friend loves One Piece.The famous cartoon. 我先说了 One Piece， 但是啊，我怕你不知道这部卡通，所以呢，这时候我们就可以用同位语来补充说明。我就补充说明呢，它是有名的卡通 ，The famous cartoon。这时候由于补充说明是放在句尾，所以只要在 One Piece 前面加个逗号，后面直接加句号就可以了。刚刚我所举的两个例子呢，都是用名词来补充说明，但是我们可以用名词片语来说明哦。例如啊。我最喜欢的男演员 Benedict Cumberbatch， 他演的福尔摩斯很红，但前阵子他还在哈比人里面演恶龙。这时候我们就可以说 Benedict Cumberbatch, the actor who plays Sherlock Holmes, plays the dragon in The Hobbit. Benedict Cumberbatch, the actor who plays Sherlock Holmes, plays the dragon in The Hobbit. 这时候呢，我就用 the actor who plays Sherlock Holmes 来补充说明 Benedict Cumberbatch 这个人。这样就有助于对方了解我所说的内容咯。最后啊，我们来整理一下，我们可以用同位语来补充说明前面的名词。同位语呢，它可以是单一名词或是一个名词片语，但记得哦，在句中必须用逗号把它夹起来哦。今天的快译通就说到这里，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
And we're back. Let's take a look at the rest of the sentence. the Genesis World Tour sold out in 90 minutes. So sold is the past tense form of the word sell. To sell out means to have all the tickets sold completely. Mm. So this means the tour is a success right from the beginning.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Okay. 我们来看一下 sell out 就是卖光光销售一空。那 sell 这个字呢它的过去式是 sold, S-O-L-D。所以 JJ 的巡回演唱会超级成功的啦。
Sometimes when tickets are sold out so soon, sometimes they actually, they make more shows to accommodate for the people who didn't get tickets.
Oh, 对对对，有时候票如果太快卖光光，当然就会加场啦。
And then our article says, JJ's success just goes to show that hard work pays off in the end. You'll see this phrase quite often, hard work pays off in the end. It means all the hard work and effort will result in success.For example, I hope this hard work pays off.
对 ,JJ 的成功告诉我们努力终究会有成果的。Hard work pays off in the end, 就是有点像是努力耕耘就会有收获哦。Okay, I guess that's all we have for today, right?
Yes.
So stay tuned for our wrap up.
So JJ Lin is one of the top Chinese language singers in the world. The Singaporean star has won many awards, and recently he released his 11th album. JJ is quite an amazing singer, would you say that?
真的，他好厉害哦！他最近呢，就刚发他第十一张专辑哦，让喜欢他的粉丝们就有耳福啊！你应该要去买啊，因为你那么爱他。
Okay. No, but I like JJ better. I'm sorry, J Chao better.
Okay, well, tell me something about JJ that we didn't really cover.
Okay, so do you know JJ's name is actually Wayne? He also started off as a songwriter. He has written songs for various musical artists, including Ame and Harlem Yu. Do you know JJ is also an actor?
Yeah, yeah. 其实呢不过我真的不知道他本来叫做 Wayne. That doesn't sound right. 跟他的脸好像有点不搭 Wayne,、
yeah.
JJ, 好像 JJ 比较我比较习惯他叫 JJ. 不过大家或许不知道他其实帮很多天后天王写很多歌像是阿妹啊还有哈林哥啊他都帮他写过歌。Right. 而且 JJ 有演过偶像剧我真的有印象他演过偶像剧。
Yeah, I think it's called something 原来不帅。
不帅 yeah,
or something like that.
他跟曾凯旋演的。
Yeah.
这可是有点久了。OK, 大家可能无聊就可以在网络上 They might be able to find some of
yeah.
OK, okay, that's all the time we have today. And we're going to go KTV, right?
Yeah.
我们要去 KTV 唱周杰伦。
OK, let's do that.
OK, bye!
Jessica's so nice. She has a heart of gold.
Jessica's so nice.She has a heart of gold.
Hi, I'm Mina. 又来到了我们的小聚会时间。今天要分享颜色呢是太阳般闪耀的金黄色。虽然我不是个特别尬意黄色的人，但是对于 shining gold 还是会不小心被吸引。假如今天有人跟你说 ，You really have a heart of gold. 你真是有一颗金黄色的心，那就代表你被称赞喽。You really have a heart of gold.意思就是说啊，你有颗善良的心，心地善良啊很重要，养成习惯，善良的对待他人，一定会有所回报的。今天的小聚会 ，Jessica's so nice, she has a heart of gold. Jessica 人很好，心地很善良。She 是第三人称单数，因此别忘记后面的动词也要从 have 改成 has 哦。听到我刚刚说的例句啊，是第二人称的 you， 那就依然维持 have 没有改变。好，来复习一下我们今天的小聚会。Jessica's so nice, she has a heart of gold. 我们明天见啦，记得复习这两天的小聚会哦，拜。
Jessica's so nice, she has a heart of gold.
Jessica's so nice, she has a heart of gold.
JJ Lin's rise to fame.
JJ started his music career at the age of 18. Almost all of his albums have been successful. His ninth album, however, wasn't nominated at the 2013 Golden Melody Awards. This made JJ wonder if he should continue singing. Yet, after some time, he decided to try recording again. As it turned out,His 10th album, Stories Untold, was a hit. In December 2014, JJ released his 11th album, Genesis. Tickets to his shows, Genesis World Tour, in Taipei, even sold out in 90 minutes. JJ's success just goes to show that hard work pays off in the end.
Almost. Almost. It's almost time to go, so please pack up. It's almost time to go, so please pack up. Decide. Decide. Decide, decided, decided. I can't decide what to wear to the wedding this Saturday. I can't decide what to wear to the wedding this Saturday. Hit. Hit. Steven's film was such a hit that he decided to make another one. Steven's film was such a hit that he decided to make another one. Ticket. Ticket. Dennis and his friends bought tickets to see the new movie. Dennis and his friends bought tickets to see the new movie.